Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 221 of the Voluntary Viewing Podcast, recorded on May 1st, 2023. Andrew has one in the chamber, but before we get to that, Andrew's going to tell us, what's a better title for Dead Island 2, since it takes place in Los Angeles?
What? Oh, you know, I actually thought about this yesterday. It was the first time that it occurred to me at all. I was watching ESPN or something, and there was a commercial for Dead Island 2. I was like, well, hold on a second. It is just occurring to me now that this story does not take place on an island.
Yeah.
Dead Coast is a very easy one. It's not interesting, but neither is Dead Island. Dead Valley, just dead followed by any geographic location. Dead Peninsula. I mean, like, I know that LA is not a peninsula, but like, just if you say any fucking geological location, it sounds cool. Dead River, Dead Glacier, the Dead Plateau,
Dead Mall,
Dead Mall.
Do you think that they go to Catalina Island?
That's
in Dead
my
Island
only
2?
Caveat. Like, if that's where the final boss fight happens in Catalina, like, okay, sure, all is forgiven. This was the Dead Island.
But, like, okay, it would be like if Star Wars took place entirely on a planet that could be Earth, and at the last second, they're like, but there's space travel, and we're going to take a rocket ship.
To be fair, zero parts of Star Wars take place on a star.
Well, on a death star.
The whole thing's like on a
amongst
planet.
The stars.
Death star.
Amongst the stars. You're always amongst the stars.
Wow.
Planet Earth is amongst the sun, which is a star.
Okay, Parasite could have been called Star Wars then.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, Star Wars, if you did Planet Wars, then that would be perfectly accurate, and then it'd be bullshit if you did Earth.
Okay,
but
okay,
Star Wars in particular.
And I think it would be very cheap if it was called Dead Island, and just the very end of it took place on an island, and they're like, oh,
is it like open world? Is it?
Yeah,
you go wherever you want.
So yeah.
So what if there's an island on the map, and you can go to Catalina Island whenever, and it's not necessarily just the climax, but I know very little about this game, I'll be honest.
That's, I mean, fair. What if Red Dead Redemption 2 is called, like, Red Dead Mountain, just because there is a mountain on the map? Like,
yeah.
That's not where the story takes place. You can go there.
It's a good mountain, too, I would argue.
Solid mountain.
You can find a white mountain. Arabian horse for free. You can freeze to death.
Classic.
Yeah.
I would drag this title more. I'd drag Dead Island 2 more if I weren't actively excited about a video game titled Final Fantasy 16 releasing this summer. So it's like, whatever. Okay, video games are on a curve.
It isn't the second Dead Island game. So I feel like you can.
Well,
no, it's not.
It's like,
there's been how many Dead Island games?
Just one other one.
No, there've been like a million spin-offs.
Well, we're in contention about Riptide, right?
Riptide was an expansion. That was like a DLC, I think.
No, it wasn't.
it was like an expansion.
Dead Island Riptide. Dead Island Riptide is a 2013 action role-playing game developed by Techland, published by Deep Silver. Released for the PS3, Xbox 360, Microsoft Windows. Continuation of the story of Dead Island.
Oh.
It's like a sequel. Dead Island Riptide, Escape Dead Island, Dead Island Epidemic. No, Dead Island 2.
Wait, where are your list of Dead Island games?
Wikipedia.
Dead Island series. Calling it 2 is not really. There was a mobile game that has since been shut down. Dead Island Definitive Edition, which is, just Dead Island and Dead Island Riptide. Dead Island Epidemic was a MOBA.
I will say this, and I will not for a second defend Dead Island or any of that shit. Dead Island 2 has been in development for a decade, or no, it's been in development for over a decade, but the trailer for Dead Island 2 came out 9 fucking years ago. It was on its way to being made, got dropped, got picked up by someone else, redeveloped, got dropped, and then this is like the third iteration of this game. I think Dead Island 2 would have been, I think, the second game to come out, but it just never did.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't a lot of the Dead Island team jump ship at some point, and they became the Dying Light people?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So we're like, a little bit of a ship of Theseus territory. Okay.
Yeah. Dying Light is basically just Dead Island, but with parkour.
Do you think the ship of Theseus is still out there?
It's still out there somewhere.
No, but like, by its design, like that could be a kind of brand new boat still.
Isn't that us? We're all Stardust.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Like, matter is not continuously utilized in any form. We're all just bits of stars.
Aw.
Ain't that cool? So it is a Star War after all.
Oh,
yeah, every movie is Star Wars.
It's all sentient pieces of stars fighting amongst each other.
Always stars, always has been.
It's a weird way to look at it.
We're all stars?
Yeah.
Hey now, you're all stars.
Get your game on.
Go. No, you're all stars.
Andrew, you had one in the chamber. Give it to me.
Would you guys drink grog?
What is grog? So what is grog actually?
Grog is water mixed with rum.
Yes. Yes.
It's just watered down rum.
Yeah. No. It's rummed up water. So the idea is that, you know, mostly sailors, but also just like other people back in the olden days, you know, if you're traveling for long periods of time, you can't get, and if you don't have access to fresh water, your water stores will go bad. They will expire. Yeah. Bacteria and, you know, fungus will grow in it. Right. So they would mix in a certain amount of alcohol, usually like rum, to kill it. Because that was the only safe way to consume the water, was that if it had an alcoholic content. So grog, you know, you think about sailors drinking grog, it's because that was their water supply. They'd fill up a mug of water, and you know, some indiscriminate percentage of that was just alcohol. So would you drink that? Would you live off grog?
Because
I can't imagine it's fun.
Well, I'm sorry. Is that replacing my water intake?
Yes. Like, yes. You're not going to have spring water anytime soon. You're going to be drinking 3-month-old water that you mixed Captain Morgan into.
I'm sorry. So if the question is, would I replace my water intake with worse water intake? No, I would not. Would I try grog? Yeah, sure. Probably. We put iodine in most like tap water in America, and that's good.
Well, that's to brainwash you. That's to make you docile and let the government control you. Ooh. Grog, you have to return to tradition and drink grog.
It was a 4-to-1 ratio. Ooh. 4 parts water to 1 part rum. That seems like a lot.
That is a lot.
Like, isn't that gonna dehydrate you? Like,
I mean, there's gotta be
a balance.
There has to be a point where, like, they figured out, okay, any more than this, and it's gonna be a net negative.
I don't think they figured out shit, though. I feel like they were just letting sailors slowly die until they made it to land, and then they would nurse them back to health. I don't know, man. I feel like they weren't doing science. I feel like they were just like, this'll work, I guess. But I could be wrong. Maybe those sailors were really into it. They also mixed in citrus juice for scurvy purposes. Yeah.
Fruit prevents scurvy.
Oh, that's where limey comes from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's because British people would have a bunch of limes.
Right, I was like, British people definitely, you can't grow limes on the British Isles. So I always thought that was kind of weird that they'd be called limeys. There you go.
Speaking of Great Britain, I forget what it was for, but I was typing out the title Tears of the Kingdom the other day. And because I am way too online, I spelt tiers T-I-E-R-S. So now I think it would be fun if we ranked some kingdoms.
Kingdom tier list.
Let's go.
Do you think we can even find that online?
Number one, the Kingdom of Gondor.
Right. Yeah. This is very, what's it called? There's a podcast that does this, I think, right? Like top 10. And it's like top 10 Steves. And then they like do or like a Steve draft. And they're like picking it like rounds. So we didn't really prepare. So we can't do it as well. But
I want to be on that podcast. I want to steal that podcast idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got Kingdom of Gondor. Only one so far. Technically number one. What's another kingdom? You guys got anything?
Sealand a kingdom? I don't think so. It's just Sealand.
Sealand?
Yeah, the oil rig that declared itself an independent country.
When did that happen?
Like back in the 80s. Now they deliver like, you can like get a title. Like that's how you can become a sir or a lord or whatever, is you pay Sealand for a certain amount of money and then you can be a sir.
Fuck yeah.
That's kind of related. Knight of
Sealand.
That's adjacent to the plot of Metal Gear Solid 5. Holy shit.
It's a principality. Sealand is not a kingdom.
Kingdom Brunei? Of God. Oh, wait, go. What was that?
I was going to say Brunei in Southeast Asia. The Sultan has a fuck ton of money.
We'll count it. I think Brunei above Kingdom of Gondor.
That's a fucking hot ass take. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. Let's check Brunei's humanitarian record first. Yeah.
Kingdom of Rohan, maybe. I don't know about Kingdom of Gondor. You're talking about the White City? Minas Tirith? I don't know, man.
No, that's Minnesota.
Minnesota's the White City. I don't know. I saw that precinct on fire that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like there's a good amount of other stuff going on.
Okay, Brunei, definitely misspelling that, but below Kingdom of Gondor. Where are we putting the Kingdom of God?
The movie?
No, the Christian myth.
Oh, just the king. Isn't it the Kingdom of Heaven?
Yeah, Kingdom of Heaven. Where are we putting the Kingdom of Heaven?
Heaven? Heaven's F tier.
F tier, all right.
Kingdom of Heaven is also a movie. But
Heaven's boring as shit. You guys ever think about that? That scared me as a kid when I still believed in like immortality and everlasting life. And I was but like, what happens in heaven? And they're like, nothing. It's so great. And I was like, what the fuck?
But I mean, it's scary. It's one of those things where like they never really figured it out. They never got their story straight. That's why there's the Simpsons bit of like Protestant heaven versus Catholic heaven.
I saw that on my TikTok.
Yeah, Protestant heaven. I was like, oh, just everyone in white gowns, like walking in orderly fashion, like, this is so nice. And then Catholic heaven is just like a fucking rager.
Yeah.
It's just like Italians and Mexicans eating all the best food.
And the Irish.
And the Irish getting drunk.
Mm.
See, like, if that's what heaven is, sign me up.
Yeah? Getting drunk and sign eating for the heaven. Rest of your
sign
life?
Sign me up for some good deeds.
That's fucking terrifying, man. You can't kill yourself.
You don't know
that. You don't know the rules of heaven.
It could be anything.
Of Catholic heaven. Do I know the rules of Catholic heaven? If only there were thousands of scholars throughout the years that have written very distinct rules.
And they all agree, right? They've all been on the same page.
They seem to agree on one thing, at least, which is the whole concept of suicide.
When you make something up, you can make it whatever you want.
Seems like they do tend to agree on the whole suicide thing. That does seem like one thing they don't have too much disagreement about. I don't know. Kingdom of Heaven scared me. I was like, what the fuck, man? They're like, there's no suffering and the streets are paved with gold. And they're like, what happens? What do you do?
And that's why
the streets are paved in gold. You mean like what immigrants thought New York was gonna be like?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of crossover.
It is at the bottom of our tier list. What about the United Kingdom?
United Kingdom is below heaven. Let's be honest.
No,
United Kingdom is off of the whole list.
Definitive. We don't have doesn't to get. Nope. 100%.
What about the biological order of like kingdom? Ooh. Like domain, kingdom, phylum, class, order. Yeah. It's a kingdom. So like what do we got? There's three
Animalia,
of them. Yeah, plantae, protista,
fungi.
Yeah.
Archaea bacteria.
We got archaea bacteria there?
Archaea bacteria is one of those things I never really understood because they're like, it's like bacteria but older. Like, but isn't that also just bacteria? Why is it a separate version?
Isn't it because they evolved completely separately and it's one of those like we can't really classify them in the same way?
These things are very similar but completely unrelated, which is kind of weird if you think about it.
Right. It's like it's what's it called? It's what's the evolutionary concept where two completely unrelated species fill the same niche? I don't remember that. There was an animal that like went extinct a couple hundred years ago, and then scientists just found another animal that looks fucking identical. And then they went into like the fossil record and they're like, completely different animal. They're just like, it like came back. Like, they're just like, wait, that guy had the right plan. Let's evolve into that shit again. So do we rank them all separately? Like Kingdom Animalia? Where's Kingdom Animalia fall?
I mean, I think this is a separate tier list. I think we want to do like the living creatures tier, like that. That's a different podcast. But right now, I would like to put Kingdom Biology, parenthesis biology, above Kingdom of Gondor.
I will say, I did fuck up. Archaea bacteria is a kind of domain. That's above kingdom. There's bacteria, archaea bacteria, and eukaryota.
Now I'm below Kingdom of Gondor.
Okay. What other kingdoms are there that we can rank?
I can find the disambiguation page on Wikipedia.
Chief's Kingdom? The collection of bullshit 12th Kansas man. City Chiefs fans?
I think that counts.
There you go.
It's definitely a D tier.
That's a D tier thing.
Below Kingdom of Heaven, above United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I thought you guys said Kingdom of Heaven was an F tier.
I thought it was F tier, yeah.
Oh, what did you put it at? I just have them in positions right now in the planning doc. What about below Brunei, above Kingdom of Heaven?
Sounds good.
Okay.
And then what about Kingdom Hearts?
Oh boy. Oh, that one who do I hate more? Like the UK as a concept or Kingdom Hearts fans?
Well, you're not talking about the fans. Talking about the actual property.
I don't think Kingdom Hearts is real, Ryan. They keep talking about Kingdom Hearts. I think it's just the friends we made along the way.
There is no Kingdom Hearts.
So there is a Fire Emblem, but there is not a Kingdom Heart.
Correct.
Is there a Final Fantasy? Is that a thing that exists within the series?
No. As far as I'm aware, no one has done the... And this is your Final Fantasy Leo pointing meme in a Final Fantasy game. Yeah, I'm going to say Kingdom Hearts of slightly above Kingdom of Heaven.
Wow.
Mm.
That's a fucking hot take, man.
Never say you haven't done anything for you anime fans. Right here.
Yeah. No, I'm looking through. There's a lot of kingdoms. Kingdom of Belgium, Kingdom of Norway. A lot of them are like somewhat discontinued nowadays.
Mm.
Seems like the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is still real. I just want to throw Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in there.
Put ourselves on a list and rank where the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia falls?
Don't want to get fucking macheted in a hotel randomly.
Yeah, this might be some of the white guilt, but I think one above United Kingdom.
Wow. Holy shit. Dude. You really don't like the United Kingdom.
Look, I don't like the United Kingdom just like everyone else, but...
Okay, below Saudi... United Kingdom, fair.
Yeah.
About the... What about, like, extinct but old kingdoms? Like, the Kingdom of Prussia.
Ooh.
Fucking
that's
Prussia.
That's world power. I want to go above whatever the Kansas City Chiefs one was.
Hmm. It was a mover and a shaker.
Ooh, the Kingdom of Burgundy.
The fuck?
Yeah, Burgundy. I've never heard of this before, but that sounds fun.
Ooh, I got a good one. Magic Kingdom in Disney World. Andrew, you've been there recently.
Yeah, are we talking Magic Kingdom in Disney World or Disneyland?
There is no Magic Kingdom in Disneyland.
Oh, it's been a long time since I went to Disneyland.
You've been to Disneyland?
I was like 8, I think.
Damn, I didn't. You went to Southern California?
Yeah.
As an 8-year-old?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I did not know this about you. You'd never really left the country, and yet
until a week ago.
Yeah, and yet you've been to like Southern California and all those other places. Like, you just, there's just an arbitrary fence.
I went on a family trip to LA and San Diego.
Before I moved out here, I had never been west of South Dakota.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
look at you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
To move to a hemisphere of the country that you've never been to. West
much.
Of South Dakota is the other half of the United States.
South Dakota's a little west. It's a little out west. Yeah, no. Yeah, Kingdom is not in Disneyland. That's a Disney World concept. It's a good park though at Disney World. That's a top two park.
I'm gonna say Magic Kingdom right below Kingdom of Gondor, just to fuck with DeSantis.
DeSantis hates it though.
Exactly.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
We're ranking it highly, and that'll piss
off.
Oh,
I was gonna say you're putting it below Gondor, so I was like, hold on.
Hold on.
Gondor
right?
stands
I
alone.
I gotta take my personal bias out of this. Kingdom of Gondor, maybe above reproach, you know?
Wow. Yeah, no, there's some pretty racist concepts in the Kingdom of Gondor. I don't want to make the Kingdom of Gondor a perfect.
Oh, like, their most recent canonical leader was pretty not great.
The Numenoreans, that whole concept of like pure blood and how dirty people ruined, like the fall of Gondor was the result of like impure people.
Okay, so what is, if you know, Gondor, pretty good, has some issues. What is that S+ tier kingdom? We got to figure that out then.
I know, I'm just scrolling. I've got Thy Kingdom Come, another word for like the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, I know, that's term. That's included in the Kingdom of Heaven.
No, Saul, you know, rolls up in there.
I think slightly below Kingdom of Heaven.
Damn, Thy Kingdom Come. It's a little worse just because it involves come.
Well, now I want to rank it slightly above. No, okay, yo, it's an indent. It's a sub thing.
Just for kinky purposes.
Yeah.
There's a Kingdom of Kush. It's an Egyptian ancient kingdom.
Oh,
that existed,
I know that one.
From 1070 BC to 550 AD.
We just found our number one. Hold on.
Ancient kingdom in Nubia, centered along the Nile Valley,
yeah,
is now northern Sudan and
yeah,
southern Egypt.
Yeah, it's because it's the Hindu Kush Valley.
is that where Kush gets its origin? Like, if it's Hinduism, it might actually be.
Hindu Kush. It might. Oh, no, that might be completely unrelated.
Kush weed origin. Origins of Kush cannabis are from... Oh, so this is actual Hindu Kush.
Yeah.
The name coming from the Hindu Kush
range. Hindu Kush is like Afghanistan and Pakistan.
That's where the actual cannabis comes from. But like the strains Hindu Kush are from that mountain range.
Right.
So, yeah,
but I'm saying the Kingdom of Kush in Egypt is not related to that.
Oh, to the... I see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I knew that
Hindu
Kush
was
weed is from...
Real Kush?
Yeah. That real... OG.
That dank ass Kush, man.
I feel good about this list.
Spittin' Kush. Mm-hmm. So Kush Kingdom now. That cop tops Kingdom of Gondor.
Yeah. And for those playing along at home, definitively the voluntary viewing kingdom tier list is Kingdom of Kush, number one, with a bullet, followed by Kingdom of Gondor, Magic Kingdom, Kingdom, the biological term, Brunei, Kingdom of Prussia, whatever the Kansas City Chief fandom calls themselves. I missed that one.
I think it's Chief's Kingdom or something.
Chief's Kingdom? All right.
I've got a late addition.
Oh, hold on. Okay, this, get it in there.
The most mythical and arguably utopian kingdom of them all, you guys. From a little DreamWorks franchise, may have heard of it. The kingdom of far, far away. got a little nod at the end of Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. Kingdom of Far, Far Away. I don't know. Nothing bad happens in the Kingdom of Far, Far Away, except for a lot of bad shit.
You know, exactly. The Kingdom of Far, Far Away is a police state.
Hold on. What? Because the show Cops exists.
Oh my god.
No, like the whole thing was that they were like kidnapping all of the fairy tale creatures and
no, like, that's not far, far them. Away. Oh, what? Andrew, I gotta school you, my friend.
Oh man.
No.
Oh,
that is
did
the
I
Kingdom
fuck
of Duloc, which is ruled by Lord Farquaad. Not even technically a kingdom, by the way, because he's not a king yet. And then he's by the dragon, which makes Duloc an unincorporated place without even a lord.
Does not
point.
Make this list by
this,
rule.
This man confused far, far away, ruled by King Philip, put some respect on his name for the lordship of Duloc. Fuck off. Shrek 2 is greater than Shrek 1 in every way.
I'm going to put Kingdom of Far, Far Away under Kingdom of Kush because fantastic in every other regard. It takes a while to get there, you know? Bit of a pain.
When I started that rant, I did not remember the name of Lord Farquaad's kingdom.
Ooh.
And I found it. I found it like just in time. I was like, it's Duloc. Oh, you. All right. Because I was thinking of the song where I didn't understand the joke when they're like, stay off of the grass, shine your shoes, wipe your face.
Is Duloc a pun?
I think so, right? Yeah.
But what is it?
Remember.
Right. Because Farquaad, fuckwad.
Yeah, Farquaad, fuckwad. The citizens of Duloc live under a strict dictatorship commanded by Lord Farquaad, trying to make the city and surrounding territory artificially perfect. Fails after being eaten alive by the dragon and surviving through that.
Huh?
Who knows how long he exists in there.
Yeah, no, slowly digested. Not a good way to go.
Yep. Oh, there you go. There's a Halloween special, Scared Shrekless, where it is revealed that the entire lordship of Duloc was abandoned and had fallen into disrepair after Lord Farquaad's death. So there you go.
So he was the one keeping it all together?
Yeah, he was full Saddam mode, like making the trains run on time.
Jesus.
It all fell apart when he left. There was a Shrek version of ISIL that came in after Lord Farquaad died, and everyone was kind of like, I mean, yeah, he was awful, but like, damn, he really kept people in check. Like, things got much worse once he died. They didn't show that though. They had to leave that out of the canon.
I love it. Cool. All right. That was a really strong opening bit that I'm worried that we aren't going to be able to top now, but we'll see where it goes in news. We got to know what's going on in Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Ganondorf is rehydrated. He's causing problems. Zelda's mom might be a dinosaur lady. Andrew, what do you make of all of this?
Did we not talk about this trailer already? This was like, we've missed 2 weeks.
I know,
we're
the bad
podcast.
At our jobs,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, this trailer kind of got everyone hyped.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. There's some good shit in there. I'm ready to just experience what I'm sure is going to be a very deep and intricate story. Or, you know, just glue a bomb to a shield and blow myself up. Either way, I think it's going to be a good time.
Wait, do you think that'll blow you up too? Or is it?
I like know for a fact that it does.
Well,
because like a bunch of press people got like 2 hour access to it or something. And they're like, we tried it. Yeah, no, we blow up.
Fair.
It was great.
Okay. Sorry, I thought you were about to talk about the leak. Like all of the game has leaked. Like you can watch that on,
no,
I think
no.
Twitch is policing it, but what's the sketchy competitor now? Kick? I think Kik is police.
That's
all
where we
there.
Send nudes in high school.
Yeah, the messaging service.
No, it's a new one. It's a new streaming platform.
Spelled the same way?
I think K-I-C-K.
Oh, so they added the C back in?
Yes.
Yeah, kik.com.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's some crazy lore shit happening in this trailer. I'm excited to find out.
What do you think they paid for the domain kik.com? Like, that's someone's been squatting on that one for a while.
Yeah, like that was...
Someone bought that in the olden days of the internet, and finally they pounced.
Paid off in 2023.
No, what probably happened, if I'm like, was that someone did that, you know, back in the 90s, bought kik.com, and in 2006, a corporation bought it for like $500 and just has a giant library of domain names and then sold it for $10 million a year ago. I don't know.
Kik.com was bought in 2020. So that this is a pretty recent starter. 2020 for $276,000.
I'd buy that.
Nope. Holy shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Andrew, tell me if I'm like maybe putting too much on this game. Kind of seems like they might be setting up some anti-colonialism themes in this trailer. We're talking about like an ancient native group of people that lived there before the Kingdom of Hyrule was established.
But we're also seeing like seafaring ships fall out of the sky. I think that there were originally going to be like some aliens or something in the original game. So this might be a ancient aliens kind of thing.
So there's no Ganon?
No, Ganon's the bad dude.
No, that's Ganondorf.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's about like aliens and this external threat, is Ganon just
not...
Well,
we don't know. They might not be, they might not be the external threat. They might be the good guys. We don't know.
The aliens?
Yeah, aliens. Maybe they came and helped.
Has that ever happened in anything ever? When the aliens are like, holy shit, you're really struggling with this evil thing. Let's get in there and help you.
I
should be, if it isn't.
I want to say in the manga Gantz, aliens show up and help people. Humans kill other aliens that are also showing up.
Yeah, then I feel like that doesn't really count.
No, okay.
Cancels in Arrival, they come to give us the gift of non-linear thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's so that we can help them out in the future / present.
Yeah, it's not for like, to defeat an evil that we're dealing with.
They're like, why are you doing this? Like, because 3,000 years from now, we need your help. Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Is my daughter going to die of cancer?
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And she already did, sure. If you think about it.
Yeah, I know. If you think about it, it's all preordained and 100% yes.
What if I get her on like an aggressive regimen of healthcare to prevent knowing this information now?
Oh, and don't tell Mark Ruffalo about it. He wouldn't take it very well.
Wait.
Ant-Man? Oh, wait. No, not Ant-Man.
Isn't it Jeremy Renner?
It's Jeremy Renner. Yeah. I thought it was Mark Ruffalo for a second.
I was about to like kind of lose it for
a second.
Imagine
just reimagining all of Arrival with Mark Ruffalo instead of Jeremy Renner.
Probably would have been better.
Well, I guess if this
actually would have been better.
I guess if this is the worst thing that happens to Jeremy Renner in his life, like it's not too soon. Maybe too
that would
soon.
Be worse. I think Jeremy Renner's daughter passed away from cancer at a very young age. He'd probably rather be run over by his...
I thought Lucas meant being replaced by Mark Ruffalo. Would have been the worst thing that happened to him.
Hey, aliens, anything else we should give Jeremy Renner a heads up about? No?
No, nothing. No, you're good. Don't think about anything. Just your dead daughter. Like, only think about your daughter dying. That's it. Everything
you
else?
You should stay away from uncooked shellfish.
Oh my god.
Just basic shit.
Yeah, like actual like bullshit psychic stuff. Just like, oh, green Honda Civic.
But just, like, look both that? Ways.
But like, because they have nonlinear thinking, they're going to be as insufferable the other way too, right? Like, oh, hey, that time you left your house without gassing up the car and you got stranded on the side of the 101. Shouldn't have done that. Idiot.
That was very specific.
Like, that one did already happen. That I know that one already happened because I can see backwards in time.
Yeah, we're all thinking non-linearly backwards. Like, that's not how this works, Amy Adams. God damn it.
That was a good movie.
That was a really good movie.
Andrew, was Horizon Forbidden West a good video game?
Yeah.
Are you going to play the DLC?
I already have. I started.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I give you a slight spoiler?
No.
No. Oh. You would never say yes to that.
All right. I'm deleting this from the planning doc then. I guess I won't talk about this point, but let's just say it has a big impact on the Genshin Impact video game.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
The UK government blocked Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Good job, Limeys.
Full circle.
They did it.
The weird thing about this is that the government explicitly cited how this would negatively impact the growth of streaming video games. Which is, that was a talking point in like 2019 that I don't think anyone cares about now. So it's wild that that would be, well, this is going to hinder growth in this niche category specifically. And that's why we can't allow it to happen.
Was the reasoning mm-hmm. that then they would, if they had more of a monopoly, they'd be able to like copyright more streams and stuff or what?
No, this is a video game streaming as like a concept, like like what Google Stadia was doing.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Which I guess kind of makes sense in like viewing this as like an antitrust effort because, yeah, developing industries are what often gets shafted when monopolies form, but it's so wild that like this is. Nobody's talked about like streaming platforms for games since Stadia went under, and that was only to talk about Stadia going under, and now it's stopping this acquisition from happening.
I love it. Good for them. They have the power to do that globally.
Well, like, I think Activision Blizzard can still be and King, I guess, can still be folded into Microsoft everywhere outside of there. But then that would involve like a dubious ownership and the setting up of, I think, a lot of shell companies within the UK in a way that might not be fiscally worthwhile.
There you go.
Vice shuts down its video game journalism and criticism outlet, Waypoint, as it lays off 100 people from its news division. This sucks because I love their reporting. I love their podcast. And it felt like they were the last legit games outlet to not chase trends or shift to a like broad digital culture focus. And I'm seeing some head shakes. What's going on here?
Is that maybe why they didn't? Isn't it crazy? Sometimes when everyone zigs and one person decides to zag, they don't make it, because I've never heard of Waypoint before.
Yeah, no, so, not once.
And you didn't need great. To, because Waypoint operated off of a subscription model.
They need right. to, like, yeah, exactly.
That's what
if
we're
no
saying.
One hears about it, no one's going to subscribe to it.
Yeah.
No, but there were enough people subscribed to them that they were profitable, supposedly. Like,
who
they were
that?
Making Vice the people at
that?
Waypoint. Yeah.
People at Waypoint.
Wow.
Yeah. Shockers.
Wow. Rubbing salt in my wound here. Like, oh, good. Yeah, good. This thing you like deserves to shut down, Lucas, because they weren't talking about how poggers video games were.
Yeah, dude, culture's a fucking cesspool. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, no, wow. You don't have to feel good about it shutting down.
Yeah.
Like you can be mad, but you can't be surprised.
Things have to get traction to survive nowadays. Culture's trash. We know this.
People are bad inherently.
Lowest common denominator stuff is the stuff that survives in capitalism.
Yeah. Lucas, Waypoint failed because they didn't do 30 different British gun expert reacts to the guns in this video game that you like videos over the course of a year.
Did you intentionally pick an example that I'm not allowed to respond to per my employment?
Yep.
Piece of shit. Fucking piece of shit.
You boxed me in. You son of a bitch. You boxed me in.
I don't know. As somebody who likes video games, cares about media criticism, video game criticism, not great, in my opinion, that it seems like we're inching towards a future where, like, I don't know. If you're not actively promoting Raid Shadow Legends for a shockingly small amount of money, you cannot like exist in this ecosystem.
I mean, and also the fact that for the most part, video game, you know, I don't want to get into like a whole Gamergate conversation, but like games journalism is pretty much just promotion. We are doing journalism by telling you about this product that you should buy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't say nice things about it, we don't get access to the games to review them anymore. So here you go.
I'm like at the point in my life where like upon release reviews, I don't think are appealing to me anymore. Or at the very least, like I'm not actively reading them anymore. I'm kind of like aware enough of the space that like I can judge that for myself. And that being said, like the, you know, a year or two out, like reviews or video essays or analyses or whatever, like that's what I'm about now. That's what I'm into. More of that, which Waypoint did, but now they can't.
Oh, no, Waypoint was profitable in a bad way, Lucas.
They weren't growing fast enough.
They weren't growing at all. Yeah, they were delivering consistent profits quarter after quarter. Which is death.
Yeah,
in late stage capitalism where we are, that's bad. That's really bad. That's worse than being not profitable. Like being not profitable and claiming that you're about to realize all this potential is way better than just being boring profitable.
Yeah, because like, you can say the reason that we're losing so much money is because we're putting so much money into what's going to make us good later on. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to rub salt in your wound.
Yeah, it's horseshit.
I'm explaining why they no longer exist anymore. Explaining the Vice CEO's reasoning for shutting this down, and how we're all fucked and it's all over.
Right. It's not. We've all seen the bit from Silicon Valley, right? Where what's his name? Not Topher Grace. JT, whatever, that scumbag
not
is like
Grace.
No,
just
don't
call him not Topher Grace.
We're not Topher Grace is like, no, never say how profitable you might be. Never say like you're about to monetize. Like, so long as we are unmonetized, our value is infinite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. You see it with companies all the time, huge corporations that are making just an unholy amount of money have stock that's a fraction of some fucking dipshit startup that are like, we're gonna make Uber for umbrellas, and like that stock will be like $5,000 a share.
Yeah, no, like fucking Tesla passed GM and like Volkswagen and shit in market cap before the Model 3 was even being mass produced. Like they literal like behemoths of auto manufacturing that will be around long after we're all dead. It passed them in market cap before they even had a sustainable like entry level consumer made for consumer car. Like it's all bullshit. It means
money
nothing.
Is fake. I hate it. That was a little bit of a tangent, but you guys hear about Blue Sky, the Twitter replacement endorsed by Jack, formerly of Twitter.
It's for what? It's for they had the Venn diagram. I saw that a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Venn diagram of like code monkeys and I don't remember what the other one was. But
that one seems appealing. That one seems like it might actually have legs as we're all trying to figure out what platform to migrate to. I don't know if like a new Twitter can form in 2023 the way it like sprung up. I think Twitter was technically created in like 2006 and then really blew up like in the early 2010s. Like
it'll have to be something else. It can't just be Twitter, but not owned by Elon Musk because no one's going
to
move over.
Like Twitter's about to collapse. Like,
well,
or even in the process of collapsing. But, right. No,
yeah,
but like
Twitter won't go away. Twitter will just be a shell of its former self, which it already kind of is, but
I think they reached the point where they are unprofitable enough in too much debt that they like
no but that's a good thing remember we just talked about this
that they legit have to shut the servers down. Like I think Twitter kind of goes away.
It very well could. I'm not going to argue against it.
What's your over under for Twitter literally shutting down and not existing anymore?
Like at any point in human history?
Oh, no, like in short
order. What's your
over
under? What year do you think, or what day? What date is your line for when you think you'd take the under, like you think Twitter would shut down before that? Because I think I'd probably take the over. I think I'm more optimistic on Twitter than you are.
I would be shocked if Twitter existed, like, in its current form, like, not as, like, a sports drink brand or something stupid that they pivot to. 2030.
Oh, well, that's way.
Yeah, 7 years from now. You made it sound
anything
like it was imminent.
7 years. Yeah, you made it sound like it was like in 6 months.
Yeah, 7 years. Later, 7 years from now, there will be a replacement for whatever like app was made to replace Twitter.
You're saying like it's not gonna. All right, whatever. All right.
Like again, all these things will exist. Facebook exists. Facebook is not anywhere close to the same thing that it was when we were in high school. And it's still
Facebook
fucking huge.
Cool.
Like,
remember when Facebook was cool?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. You gotta get on Facebook.
It's memes. Damn. What's a meme?
Yeah, what's a meme, you guys? You guys see the sick new meme I had? Do you guys see Dark Brandon can meme?
Yeah.
I saw the merch that they were selling, and I was like, oh, they're going for it. Like, good on his, you know, social team trying to be, like, buying into the meme hype. But that correspondence dinner, like, holy shit. What the fuck?
This is not the first time. I think I told you guys about this. But, like, and again, this does not look good in hindsight. But, like right before the election, or no, it was somewhere around the, Senate elections. They were running Dark Brandon meme ads for student loan forgiveness as like a, hey, yeah, look at how good the Democratic Party is doing. You guys are going to get $10,000 in your pocket for student loan forgiveness. And that's what it was. It was like a weird YouTube poop ad of Dark Brandon shooting lasers out of his eyes going like student loan forgiveness, $10,000 in your pocket to $10,000 in your pocket. Like,
and then, that's social media team.
Right.
Like Joe Biden did it. Did you see that? Oh, the White House correspondence?
Oh, shades. No, he did it. Yeah. No, it was a line
Joe Biden. The line was Joe Biden was just, what was he referencing, Lucas? I don't even remember what he was referencing.
I thought it was a general thing. I thought it was something.
It was like, I don't mind it. And then he pulls sunglasses out of nowhere, puts them on and goes, but Dark Brandon might. And everyone lost their shit. And I was like, wait, is this 81-year-old senile old man memeing on us? Like, what the fuck?
Did he just
jokes?
Did he just steal that meme from the Republican? They can't use that anymore.
Gone. He did a right wing. He did a like, oh, we're gonna co-opt that meme from the people we don't like so that they can't use it anymore. Like, it's kind of fucking wild.
The funny thing is that there are still some right wingers that are using Dark Brandon because they just haven't 100%. Caught on yet.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Same with like the lame Democrats that, kept using fake news way past 2016 when it was like obvious that fake news was no longer in your realm of like reporting. You should not be talking about it that way anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Culture. It's about to be reshaped by Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon, on August 25th. So we probably won't get the Elden Ring DLC until after that, right? That's how that'll go?
Or ever.
I need it. Don't you put that evil on me, Andrew.
Andrew's going to personally go in there and delete all the DLC dev files.
I'm
going to
put some ones where some zeros should be.
Yep.
I'm sorry, like you can't beat Morgott, the one true king, Andrew. Or is it the final king? It's been a while. I got to refresh myself.
Fake fan.
Yeah.
He's a fake fan.
Even I know it's Morgott, the last final king. Fuck, I forgot.
Fake fan.
Morgott, the thing is that I didn't do that boss fight a bunch and get frustrated and rage quit. I fought him. I lost, I died, I fought him again, I almost beat him, not quite, I died, had to go to dinner, and then just never felt like turning the game back on again.
Okay, so technically he has four names. Disguise, he is Margit, the Fell Omen. His true name is Morgott, the Omen King. He has dubbed himself the Grace-Given Lord, but then is referred to by the people as the Veiled Monarch. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you both weren't really close.
No. Although he does say, he does refer to himself as the last of all kings before you fight him. So I think I might have been drawing upon that.
Mm. There you go.
Speaking of the last king, Tucker Carlson quit Fox News.
Cucker Tarlson. Why does that?
But fuck Carlson.
Tucker's an awful name. He couldn't do the name game in elementary school. This teacher would have to say, no, we can't do Tucker.
Tucker, go sit in the hallway.
Right, Tyler, Bo Byler, Banana. And then he's just like, Tucker, sorry, man. We're moving on. Alicia.
And he held on to that anger his entire life and just used it to be angry about dumb shit no one cares about on Fox News to help steal elections.
Yeah, do we ever know if... I mean, did he quit? I was under the impression he was let go.
Yeah, he was let go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably as part of the settlement with Dominion.
Yeah. The timing was way too suspect for me. It had to have had something to do with that.
He ended up having to wear it as the fall guy, basically, because of his texts were the most incriminating.
Yeah.
To add full context, a day or two before this happened, the lawsuit between Dominion, the voting machine, I guess, company?
Yeah. Well, that was the whole thing with the lawsuit, was that Fox News was saying that Dominion, the company that made the voting machines, was in on some sort of conspiracy to rig the election. And they said, no, we're not. You're lying, and you're going to ruin us because of your lying, so we are suing you. And guess what? We got receipts that show that you're a bunch of fucking pieces of shit that lie to your viewers.
And the most incriminating evidence that was being referenced there was Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Cucker Tarlson internally saying, yeah, this is fucking bogus. I'm lying on national TV.
But gotta do it anyway. It's what my stupid fans want.
Right.
God, does he go indie? Does he start an InfoWars here? I don't know.
Did you see his weird fucking Frank Underwood style response video that he made?
No.
His first statement? Yeah, he they filmed it on a phone. So it's very wide. You know, when you're in a studio, It's a long lens. It's like a flattering.
It makes you look good.
Yeah, it makes you look good. It's like a phone, but like set up on a tripod with like a set in the background. So his face is kind of bulging at the camera a bit. And he just talks about like how like there's no honesty left in news anymore. He kind of rails against, but not like in a fake news, like I'm going to run for president way, in like a like inside baseball way, like, oh, the people making decisions are idiots. And like, I don't, it was very fucking weird. I don't know what his angle's going to be.
Yeah, guess what, Tucker? You were the face of political media in this country. Right or left, you were definitely the most famous guy in that space. So, I don't know. Maybe you got something to do with it if things are so fucking bad.
We're all looking for the guy who did this.
Another weird shakeup in broadcast news. Don Lemon was let go.
Same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours later.
Not broadcast news, cable news.
Cable news. Okay.
Not like I know. But yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to one of like 3 dozen people on the planet who this is a very meaningful distinction.
One of 3 dozen people in our demographic who could accurately identify the difference.
You have the numbers.
Yeah. Cable news a lot of times is bigger than broadcast news nowadays. Being able to have a political leaning, shocker, hurts your ratings.
This is a weird one. Like, I don't have like any broader, like, this is connected to something else, or like, what does this mean for the future of politics in America? It's just, this is weird in the same way that like, it'd be weird if ESPN suddenly like canned Stephen A, because like CNN has made Don Lemon their guy for a while now. So,
I mean,
he was horribly misogynistic and things come out that like, that's kind of who he is.
No, yeah, just like if ESPN can't, I don't want to put that on Stephen A.
Smith's fine. He's harmless. A shock jock and he wants like all the hot takes, but like genuinely Stephen A. Smith seems like a decent human being. Like, the few times that
there was the whole thing with Ohtani, but
no, like the few times that he's accidentally kind of overstepped as part of his hot takes, he's genuinely like walked them back and been like, no, I genuinely apologize for that. And like, we make a lot of these types of comments and I want to make sure that like everyone knows that that's not okay. Like, you know, not as good as just not saying it in the first place, but miles better than most of these political commentators that just stand by.
Yeah, it kind of just sounds like CNN was sitting on that for a little bit, looking for a good opportunity to get rid of him because he had been causing so many issues. And they said, well, we're not going to make as many headlines if we release him this 2 hours after Tucker Carlson was fired. So
there's a Don Lemon handler who's just got a big red button hovering over like the press release, and he's just sitting there watching like a news scroll until he finds the correct article and just bam. Like,
yeah, no, he thought he was gonna have to wait for some sort of large-scale terrorist attack,
right?
And but then Tucker Carlson got fired, which was a bigger news story.
Depending on what sect of America you belong to, that was basically a terrorist attack.
Yeah, absolutely. The fake news media.
Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet, first reported by Adam Schefter, confirmed as being legit. Although, like, that's how ESPN makes stuff legit. They tell Adam Schefter to report on it. How would you feel about this as Packers fans?
It was well past time. Like, yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah. I mean, never I think we're all on record for wanting him to have been traded last offseason.
Yeah. I can't even think of a name similar enough to Aaron. What's a similar name to Aaron?
Darren.
Yeah, we'll never forget you, Darren.
I said this to family shortly after this happened, and I think I stand by this. Like, everyone, I'm excited about like the prospect of, I have no idea how the Packers are going to do this season, and like, that's interesting because I knew with Aaron Rodgers that like, okay, last season we kind of blew up, but like I had not been confident in Aaron Rodgers to get us past one round of the playoffs for a while now.
Yeah, and just like the floor of expectations had been so high for so long that when we didn't meet them. Like, anytime we didn't win the Super Bowl was a huge disappointment. And now it's like, we don't fucking know what's going to happen. So if anything positive happens, that's good.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And like, I don't want the Packers to be bad. I'm not saying that they will be. The chances that the chances that Jordan Love is an elite level quarterback are just very, very low. And I want him to ball out. I'm going to be rooting for him. It's just, you don't get three in a row. That's not a thing that happens. And if it does happen, that's cool. But if it doesn't happen, I don't think I can be like super upset about it. So I'm just going to like try to enjoy this season and see what happens. And yeah, if we win some games and if we do anything with it, like that's fucking fantastic. And if we don't and we're bad, it's like, well, you know, you kind of got to expect that.
What if the Packers are turned into a system QB team? I haven't seen that in my lifetime. That'd be weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Sean Clifford, the quarterback that we drafted that's older than Jordan Love. Maybe he'll be good.
Bucks bombed. Bucks just imploded against the Heat.
God.
This playoffs has been wild.
Yeah.
You see they have one of every seed? They went full Noah's Ark with that shit.
Really? Yeah. Oh my God.
Because the Lakers beat the Grizzlies. So there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 seed in the second round.
God damn.
We did that.
Fucking jinxed us, Charles Barkley. God damn.
Yeah, Lucas, you went in with very high expectations. I didn't know what to
say
to you.
That's what the man whose job it is.
The
to be
idiot.
Right about
yeah, you
can't. He doesn't write shit.
Tucker Carlson told me that the election was fraud. What do you
Charles
want
Barkley,
me to do?
I don't know that Charles Barkley has ever written an article in his entire life. He's literally like a comedian on Inside in the NBA.
He's hanging out, talking with the younger version of himself. That
was weird.
That makes him sound insane.
I hate that.
The greatest Charles Barkley moment of all time is Charles Barkley and Ernie Johnson. They're playing the game Who He Play For, and they just take random NBA players and ask Charles Barkley what team they're on, and he got like 5 of the 6 wrong, and then he goes off on this rant, and he's just like, you ask any guy on the street, they're not going to be able to beat me at this. No one knows who these guys play for. And Ernie Johnson just quietly, well, maybe an analyst on Inside the NBA would, Chuck. He just like completely ends his whole career. Just like, I mean, it's kind of your job, dude. Like, maybe you should know who they play for. Yeah, I don't know, man. That was a lot of I definitely thought that we'd get out of it in at least 6, but yeah.
No.
It was
rough.
It was not our series, and now hopefully at least something changes. Yeah. If we run it back completely with the same core and the same coach, I don't know what to say.
After being embarrassed like that, I don't see how you can. And I mean, that's what it was. That was an embarrassment, and not just because we performed so poorly, but because the expectations were so high, and then we performed so poorly.
But did you see that Coach Bud's brother passed away in the middle of the series?
Yeah, I did. That fucking sucks. Yeah. Like, and so I'm not even saying the thing that changes has to be Bud being fired. Because, like,
what else is going to change, man? They're not going to get rid of Drew. They're not going to get rid of Bud. They're not going to get rid of Drew. Like, yeah. I don't know, man. I think that we're either running it back or, yeah, major stuff. And I think it's going to be very Chuck Pagano-esque, where, like, Chuck Pagano got cancer, and then Bruce Arians stepped in and won Coach of the Year. And then after that season, they were kind of in a fucking corner because it was like, oh, wow, I'm cancer-free, guys. And they were like, I guess we got to continue with the guy who had cancer because he literally had cancer. And yeah, I'm sure they regret it now. But like, are you actually going to fire someone who had something like that happen to them? Like, probably not.
And, you know, maybe that was the reason that, like, you know, why the fuck wouldn't you call a timeout there?
Yeah.
It probably just wasn't thinking straight.
Yeah. Probably. But that's what I'm saying. It's clear that, like, something's got to change. And I don't know. I don't know that anything will. So then we'll just be burning Giannis's last 20-year-old season. And that's a scary concept.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of people being forcefully terminated from positions, Stephen Crowder the alt-right figurehead, is getting divorced.
You made it sound like he got terminated
his wife. Yeah. He wanted to. Did you guys see the fucking video?
Yeah.
Holy
no,
shit.
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, they had a ring camera or some shit, and somehow that got out of him actually saying all that shit to his wife.
Like he was going to kill her?
I don't know that he said specifically he was going to kill her, but overt threats were definitely made.
And for to paint the full picture, she was 8 months pregnant at the time. Yeah. Like, he was actively threatening his pregnant wife.
No, it's wild. Someone did a supercut where they cut him, because that was his whole fucking thing is how important marriage is.
Right.
And getting married before you're 25 isn't a big deal. That should be what we all strive for. And all this very, very big on marriage, this guy. And that was why he was getting so aggressive, is because that's his whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if he were to get a divorce, yikes, there goes that.
That was the onboarding point. That was I think Steven Crowder was big into the Republican atheism stuff. I remember when that was taking off big when we were in high school, the sanctity of marriage. That was the on-ramp for people to get into his wackier conspiratorial shit,
right?
Or racist bullshit, to be totally clear. So if he loses that, that's oh, now I only have the extremists left who are going to go to people even more hardcore than me.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, it was a great supercut. I recommend you watch it if you want to puke.
Does Barry make us want to puke or experience any other emotions?
I haven't seen it.
Any of it?
No, none of it.
Damn.
I'm going to. I kind of got caught up with the whole trip that I was taking and shit like that. And then...
You've been back for a week?
Yeah, but for a while I thought I lost my HBO access. And then... and then Ryan told me that, I was still good.
We're here. We made it. You know, I watched the first three episodes. I did not watch last night's.
I
don't want to say anything to ruin Andrew's opinion about anything.
Wow. Okay. Well, I know Andrew doesn't value my opinion, so I can say whatever I want.
There you go.
I value your opinion. We just disagree about a lot of things. It doesn't mean I don't value your opinion.
Andrew values your opinion as an example of what not to think.
Wow. Okay. That.
Yeah. I've got a bust of Ronald Reagan in my living room so I can slap it across the face every morning.
What?
Because I hate him that much.
And so Andrew lives his life as a fucking hater. Andrew is a Vikings fan. He doesn't even want things. He just wants bad things
to happen to others.
Others that he doesn't like.
Hey, when is the most self-hating NFL team now? Commanders, maybe?
No, it's probably the Browns.
Ooh, well,
I would think.
I don't know. I think if you're a Browns fan now, I think you got to be, if you self-identify as a Browns fan, I think you got to be in the Kool-Aid at this point.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
No.
I think this
Browns fans wore paper
bags
to games for a while.
Oh.
I think there's going to be a huge chunk of the fan base that is still going to hate the fact that their team did what they did.
Yeah.
And still not be able to just randomly root for another team.
Yeah. It's a thing that you do your whole life for the most part. I mean, there's someone out there right now that's 35 years old, has been a Browns fan for a long time. And they're like, well, by the time Deshaun Watson's gone, I'll be 45. I still have half my life left to be a Browns fan after he's gone. So
they can switch for a decade, maybe. Or not by merch or something. I don't know. All right. I mean, we can't talk about Barry. What are y'all checking out? Andrew, how was being on a boat? It was would you recommend?
Yeah, boat's cool. Boat's fun. Would recommend living boat on the fun. Seas. I had a great time on my cruise. I'd highly recommend it. If anyone's looking for more of an upbeat sort of, vacation in warm weather, doing cool shit, going to lots of different places, partying. Virgin Voyages cruise. I thought it was a lot of fun. I wouldn't recommend getting norovirus on the day you leave. That part's not fun.
How, like, okay, so I've heard about norovirus just like festering on cruise ship. How does that happen? Like, how did you get that? How did you accidentally eat poop molecules?
Well, it's
Andrew, did you eat a poo-poo?
I eat a poo-poo like it's ice cream. I mean, it's typically from like just a like someone didn't wash their hands and it was on a surface that you touched. Or it's like you go in a pool. So like, yeah, I swam in the pool. Someone there had norovirus and there was a little bit of contamination. And I, you know, caught that loaded chamber.
Yeah. See, what Lucas, you might not have swam much with Andrew, but what he does is he loves to recreate the Trevi Fountain. That's a big big part of swimming with Andrew is gulping as much water into his mouth as he can and then spitting it out.
Like that's huge. Swallowing it, just drinking
sometimes.
It. Yeah, you know? Sometimes I take my water bottle and scoop up the pool water.
Yeah.
Andrew's mastered circular breathing, but only to spit out water. Right. Like you are just inhaling through your nose, exhaling water out of your mouth.
Yeah, no, I'm not consuming any oxygen. I'm just cycling water through my sinuses.
Yeah.
You've trained your cells to be able to pull the oxygen out of the water at this point. You're
and sometimes alchemy. Fecal matter.
Yeah. Sometimes shit. It's great.
Yeah. I hear that like the most common place to get norovirus is on a plane, just because people are disgusting and don't wash their hands in the year of our Lord 2023. Someone goes in the bathroom and takes a shit and touches every armrest on the way back out, and now you have it.
I hate that shit, man.
Yeah.
When I have an aisle seat and someone puts their hand on my seat or my fucking armrest, unless it's like extreme turbulence and like they might actually fall over, fucking can't stand that.
Yeah. Like, this is my space.
Your filthy paws off my shit, man. A lot of planes even have the fucking handrails underneath the luggage bins. Like, fucking goddamn it, people.
Mm.
So frustrating. But yeah, did you get seasick at all? Because I know when my parents did their honeymoon cruise, they talk about how they lost a couple days there for seasickness.
Oh, no, I didn't get seasick at all. Neither did Jade. Even like the first day that we were out, like, at sea, like where we didn't have any ports, like it wasn't, I wouldn't say that the water was rough, but the ship did like rock back and forth the whole day. And even like we went to a show and the performers were like, oh shit, and like grabbing onto things because like it was rocking, and they're like, this is a lot rockier than it usually is. But like it wasn't like rough seas, it was just a very slow methodical rocking. I didn't get any sort of seasickness from that. And then there wasn't any for the rest of the trip.
I think I would, man. I think it's
It's very trapped. Common. It's very common.
Yeah. Like, did you see people getting sick during that?
Like, I saw a couple people that didn't look like they were feeling good, but also this was, you know, the morning after we all stayed up till 2 a.m. drinking and dancing. So
yeah,
I think there was just a lot of hungover people. And also, you know, people were getting sh-wasted. Jade and I never really got like shit face drunk. Like we did get pretty drunk sometimes, but like some people were gone.
Drinks weren't included, right? You had to pay.
They weren't included. All the food's included, but like literally every single thing that you can eat is included. But when we booked the cruise, we got $300 to use towards drinks. We got like a $300 drink ticket. And I know that some people that like went in the like higher level rooms, they got $600. So
how much did you spend at the $300?
$300. Yeah. I think we ended up spending like $325 in drinks the whole time.
But you never got shwasted with that.
No. I'd say like that first day that we were like, we left Miami, they had the send off party. And you know, the thing that we saw like with the schedule, it said free champagne for guests for the send-off party. So like we were up on the deck, we were at the pool, we were dancing around and partying, and they're like, all right guys, free champagne. I thought that meant that we would get a glass of champagne. It was for a half hour, champagne was free. So I had four glasses of champagne.
Yeah.
They put the fucking the red digital ticker and it goes.
Yeah.
Just the Purge style.
And they were
for the next half hour, crime is legal. Champagne is free.
You would see like people running up to the bar with full speed, cases of champagne popping it because they were pouring it like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was nuts.
I was surprised. Yeah, four glasses. That's all.
It's by the time I got like back through the line, it was done.
Oh, you couldn't do like a double?
No, double fist. At first they came around and like they're like, would you like a glass of champagne? Yeah. Had a glass of champagne. And then like I saw some people going up for seconds and I was like, oh, there's not like a ton of people up here right now. Maybe they just like had more than they expected. I went and I grabbed another. And then they're like, no, it's free for half an hour. So then I went up and I got four glasses and I gave two to Jade and two to me.
My big question going into this conversation, did it ever occur to you to mutiny?
With what?
Broken champagne glasses?
Well, I had no reason to mutiny. They're treating me good.
You could have had all the champagne you wanted, Andrew.
I could have been executed.
Andrew, you could have locked yourself on the bridge with Woody Harrelson and had an ideological debate about the logistics of socialism versus capitalism.
Wait, what?
You never saw Triangle of Sadness, huh?
Oh, no.
Nah.
I thought you were doing a Captain Phillips thing.
No, no, that's a Triangle of Sadness thing. You guys should watch it. It's something.
And y'all should play Pokemon Radical Red. It's weird.
Radical.
This is a ROM hack of Pokemon Red, the Game Boy Advance game. Supposedly the most difficult Pokemon game. It is a challenge. It is, boy, this is really testing my knowledge and making me use some of the strategies I'm aware of as a Pokemon fan who has been in the space for the vast majority of my life so far. To answer a question, I feel like you have at the ready, Ryan. There is a level cap between different areas of the game. So you can't just make your Pikachu level 60 and then you steamroll everything. You can't get that guy beyond level 24 until after you beat Misty.
Because he won't obey you or what?
No, you just don't get experience from fights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
It is fun so far.
Does sound just very grindy, if I'm being honest. It sounds like you just have to constantly grind against wild Pokemon to get everyone.
I've only had to do that once, and that was because I built a team poorly going into Misty, and also I got like better options, like very, very close to her that I wanted to go with and who did prove to be successful. I don't know how long Blossom is going to stick on my team, but having a fully leveled up Pokemon with like end game moves against the second gym proved very useful. You have experience share, like the way it works in modern games instead of like that generation of games where you beat anyone, everyone gets XP, and that makes the whole process a lot more expedited.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
We skipped over the LeBron James of incels got laid and the community is falling apart.
Do we want to talk about that?
I'd like to talk about that.
Okay, I apologize. As reported on Twitter and a couple of news websites, a guy who self-identified as the LeBron James of incels had sex, seemingly has turned into a complicated but generally normal dude and was like, hey, y'all are fucking stupid for like identifying as incels.
This is what happens every time, though. Every single time an incel finds a girl that is willing to have sex with them and they're like, oh I was wrong.
I just need to change
some things.
Well, you guys, like, none of us are virgins on this podcast. Like, yeah, when you have sex for the first time, you're like, that was fun. wow, is it really like put on a pedestal in our culture? And is that's like kind of complete bullshit and like is fucking up a lot of people actively, like 100%. Like, yeah, no, it puts a lot of stuff into perspective when it's like, ah, okay.
It's the ultimate post-nut clarity.
Right. Seriously, though.
like evaluate your entire like ideological system.
100%. Yeah. It is not dissimilar to hippies when they talk about like, dude, the mind-expanding characteristics of mushrooms, man. Like the mind-expanding characteristics of, yeah, participating in a very, I don't know,
normal part of being a human.
Not even being a human, being a living creature on planet Earth. Yeah.
I think the LeBron James of incel says as much. Like someone calls him out in the subreddit about, wow, this is why the incel movement will never accomplish anything, because there are always hoes out there who are going to undermine us. And he responded with, we're not a movement. We're a bunch of sad guys online.
In that guy's mind, they're literally like the fucking social justice movement of the 60s.
Yeah,
and they're
no.
taking out our leaders with
these are the weathermen.
Psyops. They're targeting the high level incels with these.
This is for the movement.
Yeah,
we're trying to achieve something. What? What are you trying to achieve?
Well, we sexual socialism. That the top 1% are getting 90% of the orgasm. We need to redistribute these orgasms. Like, it's something, man. It's fucking, it's scary.
I mean, it's more than just the sex, though. I feel like once these people just, I don't know, to actually talk to women and realize that they're not some sort of conglomerate conspiring to fuck them over, like, not fuck them, fuck them over. And they're like, oh, yeah, again, I was the one that was wrong here. Oh, fuck, look at me. I'm such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It reminds me kind of, though, of like the deaf movement, like railing against cochlear implants.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
How there are some deaf people who now have the capability of no longer being deaf, and they kind of get blowback from the community when they choose
it's the deaf power movement
to be hearing again, because it's like, no, we're a very small insulated community, and a lot of times we end up being pretty isolated to just deaf people, so purposefully removing yourself from that community is seen as a betrayal of like, no, we're a small group, and when you pull yourself out of our group, like that's hurting us, that's hurting all of us.
I mean, they're, you know, part of that movement believes that like giving children hearing aids is a form of genocide, because and there are some interesting questions that go along with any sort of disability and like the idea of curing it. And it's like, yeah, you are inherently saying that like a member of that community is lesser than, and there's something that needs to get fixed. However, it is literally just a thing that they're missing. And we have the ability to improve their lives because of it. And obviously there's some interesting, you know, stuff to get in there that I'm not going to be able to fix, but
I feel like the difference with this versus that is that this is all self-imposed. Like if we actually had a blanket cure for all deafness, and any person who is incapable of hearing could be instantly cured, and there was a group going like, no, we must all stay deaf because we are an important group, that's kind of incels. Like, you could all just stop if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And you're saying, no, we must not do that.
Like, well, also, it would also be like if the people were deaf because of things that they were doing.
Yeah.
Like if
self-imposed.
I mean, yeah. Incels are, I mean, I don't know. It's not just like self-imposed because they're like,
always perfectly self-imposed.
Right.
That's for sure.
There's a difference.
Yeah, I know, but like there's two layers to it, because one, it's self-imposed because the incels are like, we gotta like not be a part of this man. But then also the reason that women aren't having sex with them are because of just the way that they are, because they usually suck.
That's what falls them into that trap. Absolutely. A lot of it is actually just a spin-off of pickup culture. There's an interesting Behind the Bastards episode about this, that like basically pickup culture directly led into the incel movement because it was sold as this like one size fits all. Do you want to have sex with women? Just do this simple trick.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm doing as much
sex as you want. And they're like, the trick isn't working.
It must be them.
It's because there's a massive conspiracy preventing all of us from having any sort of sex. And it's like, or they're full of shit, the pickup artists, but no, they don't want to think that way.
Like, I'm doing everything right. I'm making eye contact. I told them that their shoes were ugly, but I kind of liked their outfit, and right. they still won't have sex with me.
I washed this shirt 2 weeks ago. I'm doing the bare minimum.
I offered to pay for $5,000 to have sex with me.
Well, that would be actually a tragedy. I went to a house in Las Vegas that said anyone can come, and they said
no.
Nah.
It was a no load refused event, Jerry.
No,
I got
load.
Refused.
Jesus.
I'm also playing the video game Hi-Fi Rush. This is the action platformer, action adventure game. Where everything is like set to music. I'm sorry, are you appreciating this pivot, Ryan?
Yeah, I am. I'm totally not reading a further tweet in that thread that you posted. That might be one of my favorite tweets of all time.
Fuck Hi-Fi Rush then, go for it.
I'm so sorry. One of the responses to his fucking bullshit tweet was, this is why the incel community will never start a movement and bring about change. It only takes one hoe to sacrifice herself and give some crumbs of pussy, and the whole movement would collapse due to too many betraying.
Jesus. Crumbs of pussy.
I cannot.
Holy shit.
These people don't know that women are, I don't know, like self-actualized human beings with will.
Crumbs! What the fuck is a crumb?
I cannot put myself in the mindset of these people who view all sex as transactional or as like a resource that there is a finite quantity of, and that only the strong, only the alphas are able to consume that resource. Like, fucking
the alphas are feasting on steak and we only get crumbs. What the
no they don't
fuck?
Even get crumbs, remember?
Well, all it takes is our leaders will get crumbs and then the whole movement will collapse.
Like, it's like a political assassination.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's literally like they see themselves as the social justice movement of the 60s with like Medgar Evers and Martin Luther King getting assassinated. And they're like, now, look, they're trying to take us down by assassinating us with sex. Like, what the fuck, man?
Trying to pretend that I'm a leader in the incel army so that I can get assassinated with pussy.
We demand to be taken seriously.
Oh, yeah, man, it would sure suck would if terrible. Someone had sex with me.
I'm never going to cave. I'm so, so incel. It doesn't matter how many crumbs are thrown my way.
You can send all the hot women to my apartment at this address, and I'll never have sex with them.
I'll never cave. I'm going to go full Mahatma Gandhi, and I'm just going to... Or not Gandhi, shit. Was it? No, was it Gandhi? The temptation one? What? Like, I'll like lay in my bed with them because that's temptation, and then but I'll resist because I'm that good. Like, oh, fuck, man. That's a lot. That was a lot.
Hi-Fi Rush. I don't know if I love it, but novel concept. Action game that's a rhythm game. Very fun. I enjoy it.
It was Gandhi. I don't feel bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Gandhi's celibacy tests with naked women.
Hmm.
It was a lot. Anyway.
I think we had to remove the character Gandhi from the revival of the TV show Clone High. because India was not cool with Gandhi being used in such a way. India, maybe you want to check some Gandhi receipts, because this is this is a little suspect.
Yeah, I see how he's a foundational part of India's history. It'd be similar to, yeah, like something weird about. I mean, I guess we do that with George Washington all the time. So I don't know, maybe not.
Abraham Lincoln is literally canceled in Clone High. I don't know if that's better or worse.
Washington, 6'10", weighs a fucking ton. I don't know. I watched Jury Duty on Freevee, which is a service that exists, and it was delightful. I recommend it.
What's his name?
James
Teddy?
Marsden.
Yeah. James Marsden? I was like, effectively, you can recommend a James Marsden joint without any reservations?
Westworld is mentioned.
Oh.
James Marsden plays himself in a show. Yeah. Have you not seen this Jury Duty stuff, Andrew? You're above it all. I love it.
Yeah, I know. I'm isolated, man.
I don't want to go too deep into it, but like the basic concept is it's a reality show, but it's scripted for every single person except for one guy who thinks he's in a documentary about jury duty, and the everyone else in the show is an actor. And crazy shit happens. Yeah. It's delightful. I recommend it.
So is it a different like celebrity in there every time, or is it
no it's one case, the whole show is one case.
Okay.
And yeah, okay. James Marsden is playing himself. He's playing a fictionalized version of James Marsden, and this dude thinks he's like meeting James Marsden and a bunch of other crazy shit. It's a fun watch. I recommend it. I really do.
How many episodes is it?
It's 8 half-hour episodes. We literally binged it in like 2 days.
Damn.
Like it's on Freevee. If you have Amazon Prime, you can view it on Amazon Prime. Otherwise, you can go on Freevee, where it's completely free to watch with ads, obviously. But it's genuinely worth it. The last episode is what kind of propelled it into like from like pretty good stuff to like, wow, that was actually really like fun and interesting to watch. Like,
This setup is giving me the Rehearsal but comedy
it
vibes.
Is.
If
it's taking a lot from Rehearsal. It's taking a lot from like old reality shows like the Joe Schmo Show and Joe Millionaire, where it's like one person is not in on it and the rest of the show is. And I feel like the Rehearsal kind of paved the way for something like that. Like, it's genuinely really good.
Wait, so in the commercial, like when the guy is like,
don't say too much, but yeah. Okay.
But like that's the unawares person.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Okay.
The Mark.
Jesus Christ.
It's very impressive. I don't want to say too much because I think one of the main jokes got spoiled for me, and then it wrapped around in that final episode to be like, it goes from like, oh, that's funny, to like, holy shit, that's amazing. I don't know.
We're getting a little long in the tooth on this one, but one last question before we wrap it up. If y'all were getting Truman Showed, how long do you think it would take to realize you were getting Truman Showed?
The problem with Truman Showed is that he was a fucking baby, man.
Oh, like, I mean, like,
your whole sense of reality is going to be just completely different from a regular human being. If you dropped me in a TV show right now, I like to think I'd figure it out pretty quick. But like, if I was born into a TV show, I don't know, man. Like, I think that my sense of objective reality would be forever altered.
Yeah. If you're told that all that shit is just normal, that's the way things are, and everyone experiences it, then what reason would you have to like question it?
I guess like I'm using Truman Showed like in like the more colloquial sense. Like people are like there's a mass conspiracy to deceive you for a television show or entertainment purposes, not unlike what incels believe to be happening. But if you walked into like a reality TV show unawares, like how long?
I think if I didn't work in TV, I don't know. Like I'm not saying it because I'm like really smart, but I think that just because I know the fucking tropes, I know the game. I think it would be pretty fucking quick for me, especially living in LA. Like maybe if I was like on a trip somewhere. But like if I'm in LA and weird shit starts happening, I'm going to assume it's like a staged stunt for something, you know, like I'm not gonna be able to play along for long.
It's like, bro, you're literally one of the impractical jokers. Like, you're on every other billboard, like, in the fall here.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think in LA, in my element, with my job, I think it'd be pretty fucking quick for me, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll eat my words. Maybe Lucas, you'll grow up to be a big reality producer and just target specifically me so you can prove me wrong.
No, Lucas is going to, like, right now turn around and the cardboard cutout that is his back wall is going to fall over and there's going to be cameras everywhere. And then we're like, got you, Ryan. It's all a fucking joke.
Dude, I'm not your friend. I'm a fucking actor. I get paid hourly for this shit.
If I'm going to be honest, I can't stand you.
Yeah, I am so glad that this is the last call we'll ever have.
You ever hear about the movie A Boy's Life or A Boy or whatever it is?
Boyhood?
We're doing one of those, but just dumbasshood, you know? That's been the past eight years of your life.
That's what I was picturing. It's A Bug's Life, but it's just children.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to do it for episode 221 of the Voluntary Viewing Podcast, which will almost certainly be titled, we never topped Cucker Tarlson, so I think that has to be Cucker Tarlson. If you like what you heard, like, comment, subscribe, etc. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for highlight clips. ActBlue link in the description. Support us on the, I think you can still give us money through Spotify. I got to check that out. But mostly Patreon, where you can join the likes of the terrific Tiffany Cole, Sucky Badger, and Sensual Richard Nixon. Follow us on Twitter for updates for as long as Twitter exists, at @V2_podcast. Follow me at Lucas DeRuyter on Twitter for all of my writing and everything else I'm doing. I just interviewed some voice actors for my job. That'll be going live later today. And also, I guess, like, a sizzle reel of the live stream I do, the Fandom Anime live stream, is now live on most anime wikis. So you can hear me. You can see me on most anime wikis. Go check that out. It's fucking life. I don't know, man. All right. Thank you all. Have a great week. Goodbye.